Hello, friends. It's a continuation of prayer. We're going to turn to Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to go down to verses 43-48. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. The little snippet that, in this instance, that we're going to take on here is praying for our enemies. In the last lesson, we learned how when we're praying, just the initial praying to God for anything or about anything or simply talking to Him about anything, we have to come to Him with our hands holding nothing, our hands open, basically symbolic, not holding anything back or not holding anything as far as a grudge or unforgiveness in our heart. We have to be open to Him. And this was kind of an extreme case as far as being open to God, praying for our enemies. When someone comes against us, we have to know that, number one, we have Satan fighting, you know, against us. We have Satan trying to destroy and steal from us. Whether he's stealing our joy, happiness, or peace, whatever. And he uses people. Spirits use people to come against the children of God, to frustrate them, to knock them off their game, our game, to tempt us, even though most of the time we're tempted by our own affections. But still yet, Satan used people, or spirits use people as tools against us. So we have to recognize that it's not the person, but it's the spirit behind the person that's coming against us, number one. And number two, in the same instance, we have to look at them as human and have mercy on them, because people just don't know. Sometimes we don't know when we're coming against a person. You know, we're probably, in that instance, being carnal, or Satan has probably put a thought in us, unbeknownst to us, and we say something or do something that another person becomes offended by. So it's easy to do. Or even sometimes the other person knows that they're coming against us for a specific reason. But in any case, we have to forgive them. And not only forgive them, but pray for them. Prayer is that intimate. You know, we pray for our loved ones. We pray for strength, for wisdom, for them to be blessed. We have to be perfect, Jesus Christ tells us. We have to be perfect like our Father and have mercy and pray for blessings on our enemies. Not only does that release us inside from bitterness and anger, but when we pray for other people, basically what we're doing is we're grabbing a hold of that person's life and we're holding them up. We're supporting them. That becomes intimate. That's love expressed through prayer. We're touching that person's life. Now we got choices. Either we can touch that person's life in a negative way, as far as speaking death to them, or just speaking bad things to them, killing them in their spirit, or we can pray and support them, raise them up in their spirit, ask God to bless them, ask God to heal them, ask God to open their eyes. And this is the thing I want you to realize about prayer, is that it's powerful. It cuts to the quick. It goes to the deepest part of a person, spirit, behind the scenes. So in that part of prayer, I just want you to realize the spectrum that it's used, not only for our families, our loved ones, but also for our enemies. And let me tell you, once you start praying for your enemies, you will feel free. You will be released from the chains of bitterness, of dread, of sorrow, of depression. Any hold that you think that person has on you, once you start praying for them earnestly to God and forgiving them and letting those things go, you will be free. Peace will be yours. Joy will be yours. Remember that. Okay. Let's see here. Let's go to Mark chapter 11. And we want to go to verse 24. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. Remember, he's saying this again, he's reiterating this. So forgiveness and letting go is a big part in communicating with God. Again, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. Believe that you have received them. That's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is grabbing hold of something invisible. You get that? Faith is grabbing a hold of something invisible. Holding it. So, that is basically the crux of prayer. Number one, you're praying to an invisible God. Number one. So, you have to have faith, obviously, to believe that He's there and listening to you. Okay? You've come that far. So go the rest of the way. The things that you're asking for, He is hearing you. He's your Father. Believe that you have received them. Just believe. You don't have to muster up any super faith or anything like that. Like I said, you believe in an invisible God, okay? You're already using faith and talking to him. You're just going the next step in believing that what you're asking, you've received it. And look, this isn't the last part of that sentence. Believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. That's the reward of your faith. You asking and then believing that you have received them, and then they'll be granted to you. It's like speaking and then something happening. Like God spoke, let there be light, and then light happened. Like you speaking in prayer, and then that happens. It's just a progression of your faith. And don't think that, I don't know if I can do that. You can, okay? You just have to trust. You have the Holy Spirit in you. You're already connected with God. You're just using that same ingredient of faith and applying it to your prayers. Alright, let's go to Luke. Chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, and we're going to verses 27 and 28. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. It's just a reiteration of what we already read. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also. And whoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and whoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. So basically, like I said, it's just reiterating on that very sensitive praying for others. Not only praying for others, but praying for your enemies. Being perfect, as God is perfect. Okay, let's jump down to Philippians. Chapter 4, and we're going to go to verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer. Well, let's go up to verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now remember what I said about praying for your enemies, how basically you will be released from those chains of hatred and malice and unforgiveness. This basically is God in us performing when we pray for, you know, those who hate us. And we're praying for all people, our president, the people who are in charge of us, those people we don't agree with, everybody, our managers, our supervisors, people who are difficult to us, we're praying for them. We're being released from the chains of this world by doing that. And God is rewarding us with His peace and in guarding our hearts and our minds with it. We're letting Him in, basically, taking over our bodies in that case when we do things like this. When we're not being anxious about anything coming against us. When we're in that direct communication with God, nothing can touch us. Nothing can come against us and overtake us. Because it is God who has our front and our rear, always protecting us. Okay, we're going to have to pick this up in our next Bible study. You have a good day. God bless you.